CBA Mobile.
They let you on the roads again? And you're all TR.
I'm just like Willie Nelson on the road again.
How you doing this morning, Dave? Or this afternoon, I guess it is. Retired time, you know.
Just finished playing some tennis and headed back to the home, and who knows what's in store. I haven't even thought about the rest of the day, to be honest with you.
No, I was sitting here with my shocker on my back and a TENS unit and getting ready to venture outside. Let's see, it's 53 degrees and 5 to 11 out of the northwest. Feels like 47. And it's 71 in here and 45%. Humidity here in the basement. So, which one do you think I prefer?
About the same here, 53, and a little windy on the court. But depending on which side you were standing on, you could use the wind to your advantage on either side. That worked out good.
A good game. Bernice is upstairs. She made some kind of a beautiful concoction, pineapple something or other. I don't know. It's pretty to look at anyways. Doesn't sound good, but I bet it is. So I come down to the basement. I was looking at the computer upstairs, and I saw Tangle 32, Tangle on East Kiribati. I think they call it Kiribati. It's about halfway between here and Australia. On 17 CW, so I ran down here and worked him real quick and looked around on the band some. I, for a long time now, I haven't operated much during the day, just at night. But it looked real promising out there on 20 meters, especially today. And just now, that changes. That guy in Eastern Kiribati, I didn't need him, but it had been years since I worked it, so I did. But he faded out within about 10 minutes, so there you go.
KB4 CBA Mobile. Yeah, I probably feel on the radio more in the evening than I am during the day, and especially on HF. And since I don't have a mobile HF unit, and I would probably have more too much to do with HF. And when I was driving, that probably wouldn't be a good idea.
My experience over the years is just a personal opinion. Everybody's got their own. It's a waste of time. It's just not all that great. I'm sure it would be exciting at times, but I don't feel like the VHF radio is very distracting. I mean, you can look straight ahead and talk in the mic and never take your attention off the road like you do with a cell phone. It just seems safer to me. But again, that's personal opinion. But there's so many distractions nowadays. I don't think mobile HF's worth the money, and everybody I've ever known starts it and then they sell it and quit and lose a bunch of money. And it's very particular about grounding and capacitance and things that you can run into a lot of trouble with it, put it that way. I've known one or two that were successful with it, but you go to these ham fests and you see quite a few antennas sticking up, you know, screwdrivers and whatnot. So I got a very narrow opinion of it, but that's just what I think.
And that and a dollar and a half probably a cup of coffee at McDonald's. It might be more than that. I don't know. I haven't bought a cup of coffee at McDonald's in 100 years. So, I would want something like a screwdriver for an antenna, and it wouldn't fit. Then I could park the vehicle in the garage, and that wouldn't work. So, I tell you. But anyway. I thought it was really interesting that yesterday's date was 123123.
They had a thing on TV this morning there on the Fox News, and they showed the people in Vegas that were getting married just because of that date. And, I don't mean just because of it, but they wanted to target that date. And I saw where that was very popular, Dave. But I've known some guys that were really happy with the cheap ham sticks, which are pretty simple for HF on a mobile.
Aren't the ham sticks one band? I mean, you'd have to have one for each band.
About them. I've just heard them talk of it, but I've seen them in the advertisements, and they look very simple. Oh, I was just talking to Shane for ZOK on text. He's playing board games with the family, and I didn't want to bother him. I just heard that one station on there, and he likes CW anymore, and so I texted it up to him. But, those screwdrivers are probably one of the best, though, like you said. They are a great antenna. I've seen some huge HF antennas at, like, Joplin, Missouri, Hamfest, and different places. But I think that screwdriver is one of the better ones.
I think so, as far as performance. Anyway. I just went through the intersection there, east north and Howell Road, and this guy decided to turn right, and of course we had a green light, and went through the intersection. He decided he was going to turn right on red. He was on the east north, and he almost ran into the side of me. He kind of went wide. I don't know what he was thinking. Maybe, I don't think he was.
That's probably pretty accurate. They're more interested in them than you. I've had some close calls, but thank goodness, no encounters for many, many years. All it takes is a flinch, so I'll tell you. I hate going in Walmart's parking lot at all, but like you say, they walk among us and they drive among us.
This isn't the, if you want to do the crash thing, you can, I think you can enroll in they do a race in a figure eight, and you meet in the middle there, and you try to run into somebody. So, if you're into that sort of thing, enter one of those and have at it, drive your Chrysler minivan, which is what this thing was trying to hit me, just have at it. I know, there's a lot of defensive and driving and going on here in my vehicle. I mean, you just have to watch everybody, the guy, made a U-turn on Wade Hampton from the inside lane, but there was a turn lane, and I was in the turn lane, and I was coming up on the light, And he turns, he makes a U-turn right in front of me. And I would have, man, I would have T-boned him good, but he did it just like 2 seconds before I got there. If he'd have waited, I'd have creamed him, and I could have killed him. But anyway, just idiot stuff like that. I don't know what he was thinking.
Oh, shoot. Well, Dave, I'll let you go. I just wanted to say good morning to you, and I don't have much going on. I was looking at I got a little DC voltmeter here. I was thinking about adding to my Astron RS-20 20-amp power supply that's on this radio. But I don't want to do any work to do it, but the way it's set up, it's a panel mount, you know, for, I'd have to cut out about an inch and a half by 3/4 or maybe 1 inch, a hole in it, and dismount this radio from the top of the power supply and make sure I don't hit anything inside, and then mount it. It comes without a meter. I've had it for years and years and years. But I don't think I want to go to that much work. Getting lazy my old age, huh, Dave?
No, it's like the clock battery on my 7300. It's a little tiny thing about the size of your, I'm not even sure it's as big as your little fingernail. It's very small. It's not super difficult to get to, but in fact, I think I could do it without having to take the radio apart like they show in the video. And anyway, but mine doesn't hold a charge anymore. But you know, that's all it does. It keeps the memory for the clock. So, yeah, big deal. I just don't want to go to the trouble and screwing something up. Just and I would put in there's a repair where you can let the battery be outside, run it outside the back of the radio and the wires, and then you can, you know, change your battery out when it goes dead and not have to take the radio apart, which the way I would go, that's it's not a hard repair. I watched it on YouTube.
Yeah, I got a lot of engineers in the family, but I'll have to say, from working on the machine tools and that for years, sometimes you'd like to have them within reach so you could choke them to death. From the way they design things, they're not made to repair. I've seen those where they are like a 2032 button battery. And of course, yours is a lot smaller. And then they'll have in these Kenwood radios, they'll have a soldering tab that's electronically welded to the battery. And it's quite a thing. Just I think sometimes you can buy those batteries with that little tab on it, but it's been years since I've done something like that. But it's a real pain in the rear to try to desolder that and then put it back in the printed circuit board area.
As far as getting it off the board, it is directly on the board, laying flat, and it's something else. You know, it takes a lot of patience and prying and heating up and prying and heating up and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, you spend a lot of time doing that. You just got to be real patient because you don't want to screw the board up, crack it or anything. And so I figure, you know, what the heck, it's just not worth it to me. I'd probably screw something up and then I'd be really ticked at myself, so I'm just going to leave it alone. Well, I'm pulling in the driveway here, so I'm going to say 73s, and have a good new year. Off to a good start here, and good to talk to you today. And I'm sure whatever it is that Bernice has got going up there is going to be good, so enjoy. And I'll clear out of here after your final N0TRKP4CBA.
Yeah, she just come down here and she said to tell you thank you, Dave. I had a TS-440 Kenwood one time. I don't know, somebody give it to me or what. Pretty sure it was something I inherited down the line years and years ago. And it had some parts that were epoxied into the board, and it was a typical failure. And of course, you can go to YouTube and find out how to repair it. And boy, it was a booger. But I did, and then I seen that it worked right, hooked it up and all, and I sold it. Well, that's not a problem after that, but boy, I'll tell you what, it took a lot of hours to get it repaired. Take care, Dave. KB4CBA and 0TR73s, and Happy New Year.